know, ultimately it was a decision that I made. So it wasn't like, you know, I did it with any remorse. And I was happy to come back. No, obviously, ultimately, you want the long-term contract. But, you know, as in any year, you have to prove yourself. And I feel like I'm up to the challenge. But ultimately, I felt this was the best opportunity for me to win. And they'll get back to the Super Bowl.
When they brought you back and they signed a one-year deal, did they talk about utilizing you a little bit differently? Because we all know that your numbers were affected by the way you were used.
I don't want to use that as an excuse. No, I take full responsibility for the way, you know, the last couple of years. But more importantly, coach is very, you know, open with, in the process, free agency process with, you know, if I decided to come back, how I would be utilized, and I appreciated that. And, you know, it helped, and I hope my decision, I guess, making process. But as far as, I was just happy with the people around me. This was even before Julius even came. I knew we had a legitimate chance to get back to where we wanted to. You know, a deep push in the playoffs, NFC Championship game and beyond. And, you know, with the addition of Julius and, you know, obviously with the draft, I think that, you know, I was right. You know, I believe I'll be happy with my decision.
Hindsight 2020, you wish you had signed that offer.
I'm not going to get into that, man. Just speaking from the heart, I felt like things worked out properly, because if that was how, you know, I don't want to do anything and have a remorseful feeling, you know, coming from, you know, the top. So I think this is the best way.
But one of the things, you play this game and you've been playing a long time, is you want to be able to get that long-term deal.
Right.
Guys covered that long-term deals, and there was one there for you for the taking, and you didn't go with it.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of guys aren't in my position. They were in top 10 picks before the CBA. So I felt like, you know, I had options, a beautiful thing. And I think that I had a lot of options. And I think that I went with the best option for me. And I think that, you know, I'm 27. It's not like I'm 32 years old. So, you know, I'm still a young defensive lineman in this league. And I think that everything I want to accomplish is still in front of me.
Okay, and you bring in someone like Pepper, so you go ahead and get Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Are you excited about this defense, you know, who actually did not have a good season last year as a unit?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, our standards are pretty high around here, and I would say we didn't perform to our standards. But I believe, obviously, anytime you add a player of the caliber of Julius, is, you know, it's going to be an immediate upgrade. And Clinton Dix, I think, is going to help us tremendously. But ultimately, defense goes back to, you know, attitude, desire, and pursuit. And I think that, you know, coaches have done a good job of honing in on the areas where we lacked. And I think the players have bought in to, you know, to what we're trying to do. And I think sky's the limit for it.